Ambassador.
Madam Chair, High Commissioner, Excellencies and colleagues. First of all, I'd like to express my congratulations to Madam Chair for successfully steering the Executive Committee. We also commend the endless effort of High Commissioner and UNHCR to timely respond to large-scale and complex displacement flows. We recognize the responsibility and generosity of all relevant stakeholders in addressing this issue over time. Since the second Global Refugee Forum, mixed migration flows through different routes have continued to increase because of several drivers, including conflicts and violence. To break this cycle, it is crucial to sustain peace and stability, uphold the fundamental principle of international law and international humanitarian law, address the root causes of displacement, while increasing and accelerating humanitarian assistance to support vulnerable populations. Also, it is important to make a clear and transparent difference between those opting for migration through unsafe channels and those fleeing from crisis, so that appropriate actions could be delivered in the right direction, not for political purpose. Madam Chair, after a decade of implementing the I Belong campaign, we are delighted to see a lot of improvements in addressing statelessness across our region as well as in the world. Vietnam's consistent policy is to ensure everyone's right to have a Vietnamese nationality in accordance with Vietnamese law and regulations. During the past 10 years, Vietnam has also made remarkable efforts in realizing the Global Action Plan to end statelessness, especially in enhancing the legal system in civil status, nationality, and residence. On November 20, 2014, the law on civil status was adopted, emphasizing the extremely important role of civil status registration, especially birth registration, and putting forth an electronic civil status database connected to national population database to ensure the right to birth registration and a nationality for children. Last November, Vietnam promulgated the 2023 Law on Identity. This law allows people of Vietnamese origin with unknown citizenship living in Vietnam for 6 consecutive months to be granted an identity certificate, which is necessary for registering for temporary or permanent residence, participating in civil transactions to benefit from public services as well as essential services, thereby contributing to resolve nationality issues and statelessness. Currently, we are reviewing the National Action Program on Civil Registration and Vital Statistics for the period 2017-2024 to assess the achievement of targets set out in the program by 2024, including birth registration as a fundamental step to determine nationality. We are also speeding up tasks aimed at preventing statelessness under the plan on the implementation of the Global Compact for Safe, Orderly, and Regular Migration, including studying the possibility of acceding to the 1961 Convention on the Reduction of Statelessness. Vietnam welcomes the launch of the Global Alliance to End the Statelessness and believes that with strong and collective actions, the goal will be achieved in this new cooperation mechanism. We would like to take this opportunity to reaffirm our commitments to continuing our efforts to end statelessness and working closely with UNHCR as well as other stakeholders concerned. In conclusion, Vietnam wishes to thank UNHCR for close cooperation in matters of mutual concerns, especially the valuable support in statelessness prevention. We look forward to tangible outcomes in the next phase of the Global Alliance as well as innovative solutions to effectively and sustainably address the issue of displacement. I thank you.